The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Markin, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. Maseches Bava Metzia has been graciously dedicated by Michael and Mindy Ashley in loving memory of Pearl Sarah Bas Nosson Ashley. May the Torah studied be a merit for her neshama.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara in Daf Gimel explains the din of the Mishnah that Matzur Shtar Yechayv, that if one finds a shtar, what is Allah, what is he supposed to do with the shtar that he finds? Because normally, when you find an aveda, a lost object, try to return to the owner. They simonim, they edim. Try to return it to the owner. A shtar is a unique situation. Because obviously in the shtar is the malve and the loive. The one that lent the money and the one that borrowed the money. El chayre, the shtar belongs to either the loive or the malve. The shtar fell from one of them. But the truth is that the shtar, besides the loiv and the malva, there are other ramifications of returning the shtar, which affect not only the loiv and the malva. Chinuch Gemara explains that by every hava of shtar me'edim, that there's a concept of shiv nechasim, which today we would call that a lien, which means the nechasim of the loiv become a shubid to the become a shubit to the malve to pay back the loan, which means that there's a responsibility on the nichse aloive, on his properties, that whatever was around at the time of the ava, or maybe what he buys later, in certain circumstances, become a shubit, become responsible to pay back the loan, and there's a lien on those properties. And even if the properties are sold to the kuchos, they're given away to someone else that's not chayv to pay back the halva. But the malva could come subsequently and be goyve and collect his debt from those nechasim. So by returning a shtar to the malva, which means giving him the ability to collect the chayv, it's not only something which is effect, which has an effect on the loive, they collect from the loive, but you also will now be able to use it against all the property that were from the zman of the halva that were subsequently sold, and you could use them to collect from the lekuchas. So therefore, the Gemara says that there are different issues, different amoraim discuss different reasons of returning the shtar, even if the loive is not moide. The Gemara says, Pashtu, you cannot give back the shtar. Because he's saying the Havo was never made. If the Loive is Moide, but since there's an inyan of the Shiv Nechasim, that there could be a loss for other people, his Ado will not help. Now, the Gemara and Yushainim is also Mavur, that there's a concept over here of Nafal Isra, which means there are certain Chazokas, Halachas, or Shtar would have. And the reason why this shtar is in a bad situation, that you would not give it back to the malva and assume that there was a halva, because if there's a shtar, there is halva, is of course the Nafal Isra. That tells us that if the shtar was on the floor, people, a malva that needs the shtar to collect his chayv, he normally would be careful. He would watch the shtar very carefully to be able to collect the chayv. So the fact that the shtar is not biyode, it's not in the hands of the malva, it's not in the hands of the one that's going to use the shtar to collect his chayv, but the shtar is on the floor, no matter if it can't be used, so that makes a reyeser, that's something telling us, that suggesting to us, a strong suggestion, that there's something wrong with the shtar, and the shtar is not really a shtar that even on the face of it looks like it could be used to collect a chayv, but this shtar is not a shtar that can be used to collect a chayv. Now, the truth is, the Gela, Halacha, Ladina, or any of Shiv Nachasim today, where you have a lien on a property and your lien is recorded, so the lien is not only, if there is a lien, it's not only in this piece of paper, it has to be recorded as a lien. And if there is no lien, I don't know if Bezin will be goyver from Lekuchais, at probably most circumstances they won't. So the Inyan of Shiv Nachasim Kubi does not apply. Bechlal today, shtaris are not exactly used the same way the shtaris were used in the Zman of the Gemara. So it'd be Tzorach Iyun if you have the Inyan of Shiv Nachasim. The most common shtaris that we have is a shtaris havyode, which means Reuven borrows money from his friend. He writes on a piece of paper that I owe you. Sometimes it says the name of the Malva, sometimes it doesn't. It says, customer says the name of the Malva. I owe you a certain amount of money, and it says the date of the loan. So, do we have the sugis of this Gemara in such a circumstance? Somebody finds a piece of paper on the floor that says on it, signed by Reuven, that he owes Shimon a certain amount of money. So does he have the dilemma of this Gemara? Who does he give the shtar back to? Does he give it to Reuven? Does he give it to Shimon? Which means, does this shtar savyad have the problems that exist in the Gemara that you cannot return it sometimes in the loiv is made? Or if the loiv is kaifi, for sure can't return it. So we have to really break down this shaila, this question, into a few shailas, which, depending on the problems in the Gemara, why you cannot return it, we'll see if it's negeya in the shtar that we're discussing. Now, there's also a very common shtar when someone borrows money from a gemach. Now, if you ever, most gemach today, they have sophisticated shtars. Which means they, if you look at the wording of the shtaris of the Gemach, you'll see that they try to take care of any problem that could be that the loiva wouldn't have to pay, that the one that's buying wouldn't have to pay. They write in the language of the shtar, they go through every single prat of ways that the loiva normally could have, and the shtar of the Gemach is yod al yoyna, that, you know, kamat. There's no way out. The Levi has no recourse. He can't be kaifer, and he can't. They choose which bezin they should go to. Everything's decided according to them. It is written very well, the Teva Sagamach. So in that shtar, one of the conditions normally it says is that the Levi he can't deny anything. If the Gemach says you owe the money, you owe the money. Which we would call that a shtar sheish beta monis, which means the person. When he writes over the shtar, he gives complete chayvusin to the gemach b'chol oifen shiyeh. Now, besides that, most gemachs, or any good gemach, they all require an arvus, which means that the person that borrows the money has to get a guarantor, has to get some that's get guaranteed that if the chayv is not paid back, he will pay back the chayv. And again, the truth is that in the arvus also, usually the gemach has the upper hand, and they write it in a way that they can go to the aravim right away. They don't have to go through any asakum with them. They can go straight to them. Not that they normally do that, but they want to make sure that there's no way out, that they ever feel the necessity that they have to collect, they can always collect. So again, we have the issue of such a kind of shtar, if it's found in the street, which is a very, you know, the gemach is, you know, solid in the money, and cannot guarantee to get their money, do return it to the gemach. There's a ramification of the arevim. Even if the loiva agrees to give it back, but do we look at, will that be a loss for the arevim? Okay, so we want to discuss these two concepts. So on the Iker Shaila of Ashtag Sab Yodeh, Ashtag that's written, so the Gemara really says that even if there is no Achayis Nachasim, you're still not allowed to return it if the Loiva says you don't return it. If the Loiva says that the Shtar is Mezuyif, the Loiva says the Havo was never made, you don't return it to the Malva. Now there is a question of what about on Shtar Sav Yodai, could you say Piraiti? Which means normally when a Malva comes with a Shtar, and the Gemara says, Shtoch b'yotcha my boy, and the Loiva wants to say, I admit, I agree that it was a loan, but the loan was paid up. The loan was paid up already. So the halacha is that the Loiva cannot tie against the Shtar, that's beyond a Malva, that the Malva is holding that the loan was paid up. Now what about Shtar Ksav Yodeh? So the truth is, in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman, the Mechaber says that you could say Piraiti, the Rama says, V'yeshayrim, that on the Shtar Ksav Yodeh, you cannot say Piraiti. So the issue is, let's say from this Gemara, that the Gemara clearly says that even if there's no Achrayis, even if you cannot be Goyve from the Lekuchas, you still cannot return the Shtar. You still cannot return the Shtar. The question is, why can't you return the Shtar? Why not? Is it an Indian because if he doesn't have, maybe it was Piraiti, now that he has the Shtar, he won't be able to say Piraiti. The Shtar was paid up already. So, the Achronim all discuss this issue. That a Shtar Ksav Yodeh, if you could say Piraiti, they seem to say, if you could say Piraiti, then if you find the Shtar Ksav Yodeh, then there's no issue you could return it. Because you always have the ability to say Piraiti. Ashekin, if you hold that a Shtar Ksav Yodeh, you cannot say Piraiti. You cannot say Piraiti. So then, there's a problem, because if you return it, maybe it was paid up already. That's why the Malva wasn't holding the Shtar. And now that you return it to him, he could come and he could use the Shtar against the Loiva. The Loiva says Piraiti, won't be Nemo. So the truth is that Yemei Baruch says a Svara, which is not like the Ksoris, the Sivis, the Tum, is coming really to answer a question. And he says that even if you could say Piraiti, you still cannot return it. Because what happens if it was Mezuyif? Right? This Shtar Ksav Yodeh really was not written by the Loiva. So Enoch Hanami, if you would know that somebody wrote a Shtar against him, and he would pull out the Shtar, if he was smart, he would say, Piraiti, I paid it up. He knows that it's not true. He'll say, Piraiti. But here what could happen is that the Malva could come and say, the Loiva, you owe me a certain amount of money. The Loiva knows, as far as in his mind, he knows it's not true. It never happened. He never gave it over. He never gave over to Shtar. He wrote it, but he didn't give it over. It was never written at all. And he'll say, I don't owe you the money. It's not true. I don't owe you the money. And the Malva's going to go ahead and he's going to pull out the Shtar. And he's going to prove that the Chayv was paid up. That he is owed the money. That there is a Chayv. Once he says he's not owed the money, that's the cloud. He can't come now and say it was Piraiti. He can't come say it was Piraiti. Once he said it was never Halva, he can't come now and say that there was Halva, but it was paid up. So even though really, in theory, theoretically, a Shtar Ksav Yodeh cannot be used to be Tevei the money, because you could always say Piraiti, but it could be used to establish that there was a Halva. So therefore he says that even if you hold that you cannot give back, that even if you hold that you could say Piraiti on a Shtar Ksav Yodeh, on a Shtar that's written without Edim, you still have a problem in the Gemara. There's still the issue that you cannot give back the Shtar to the Malva, because he'll use it in an instance that maybe there was never a Halva, and the Loive will say that there was never a Halva, and then he'll pull out the Shtar and say, you see, there was a Halva, and now he lost his ability to say Piraiti. So because of that, even Shtar Ksav Yodeh, you cannot give back.
Now we know, the Gemara says, that even a milvah peh, a milvah halva, that there was no shtar written, but there are two edim that the loan was made. There's a chazaka in on the preiter's money that within the time allotted, with that they made up the agreed time that the loan has to be paid up. If there's a chazaka, a person will not, the loan will not pay up the halva, the chayiv, before that time. So, if you have a shtar ksav yodei, that there's a specific time given at the date of payment and when the loan is due, so by returning the shtar to the malve, there's a problem that the malve would now be able to use the shtar, that if he could prove that there was a halva, if he could prove that the chayv, that there was such a chayv, that there was such a halva with the shtar, now we'll have a chazaka of enodem peritech zmanei. He'll have a chazaka that the loyvet did not make payment, and he will be able to use the shtar to collect. But a shtar that was within this man of the agreed time of payment, so if the payment was made, so then there's a drawback, there's a chasan, you're giving the shtar back to the malve, and now he could go ahead and he could use it to collect again. So the question arises that normally when you have a shtar, and the malve has a shtar, the loive is not neman, he's not believed to tie nizach against the shtar. He can't say that the shtar is not a good shtar. What changed in this Gemara that we say the shtar was given over, the shtar is a good shtar? The changes is because the shtar is now on the floor. That the Gemara says, Mishinof al Isra, that there's a reis in the shtar. There's something telling us that there's something wrong with the shtar. Because if the shtar was a good shtar, why did the malva drop it? Why did the malva lose it? There must be something wrong with the shtar. So the first question is, we have a shtar. The shtar is with Terech Zman, Shloshim Yom. So do we say that this, we have a chazaka? Chazaka, Eidon Perei Terech Zman. That there's a very strong chazaka that people will not, definitely do not pay within the time of, the agreed time of when the chayv is due. So based on this chazaka, could we say that there definitely was no perein? The loive did not make payment. The loive definitely did not make payment. Because, and therefore, we should give it back to the malve. Or do we say that the fact that the shtar is isra, the fact that the shtar is on the floor, that makes such a strong reise, that's such a strong suggestion to us that there's something wrong with the shtar, that even against the chazaka, that a person will not pay before the time when the chayv is due, that even neged such a chazaka, it makes a reise. So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tamachei says very clearly, afilu hu teich zmanei, at which is the Shach brings his muskim and all come out to all the Yishanim, that a shtar, even within the zman of the shtar, within the agreed upon date of payment of the shtar, if the shtar is found not in the hands of the malve, we still do not we cannot return it to the malve, even if it's teich zman, even if it's a shtar teich zman, which means that even against the chazak of Eden Perei Teich Zman, we'll still say the shtar is isra, you cannot return it. So even though we're going against chazaka, but you still have the din of the Mishnah of lo yachzer, even though there's no nafkemina legabel lekuches, because the shtar ksavodi will not use to collect from the chasim mishubadim, but from bnei chayri, see, bnei chayri avadim, so if the loiv is moide, then v'shteitzich, you give it back to him. But if the loiv is not preferred, if he's not here, or if he's here and he's saying paraiti, then you cannot return it to the malve. We discussed before a gemach shtar. So now we have the shaila, what's the halacha if someone finds a shtar from a gemach? Who does he return to? What does he do with it? So and we have two questions there. One question is that since the loive was mechayiv himself, since the loive accepted upon himself that there will always be, that the lender will always be believed in any claim that the lender makes. So someone finds this shtar, a gemach shtar, he finds a gemach shtar on the floor. Right, so we have one question, was the loan ever made? Maybe he just signed it and he didn't give it over to the gemach yet. Maybe the loan was made, he repaid it, he received back the shtar. So again, we have a question, what do we do with the shtar? What do we do with this note from the gemach? Do we return it to the gemach, or do we return it to the borrower? So the question is that the borrower, the lender is saying he dropped it. The situation, the lender is saying that he dropped the shtar. Here, the borrower was mechayiv himself, and under all circumstances, the malva will be neman, that the lender will be neman. So do we say that you have to believe the lender because that was the chayvus of the loive? The second question is, that's in a situation where the loive is saying, no, that is not true, that either was repaid or he never borrowed the money yet. The second situation is let's say the loive is moide. He's moide that the loan is still outstanding, that he gave the shtar to the gemach, and the money is still owed the gemach, and there was no payment was ever made. So normally, if the loive is moide, it's only a detriment to him, it's only a mechayiv him, so therefore vade, we give it back. But over here, in this circumstance, since there are raven, there are co-signers on the loan, in the event that the loive will not be able to pay, you'll go ahead, the gemach will go to the Aravim. So here arises another issue. Do we have the issue of the Gemara that in such a circumstance that by returning it to the Malva, it's not only a chayv for the loive, but it affects the achrayis of other parties that they now can be mechayv to pay because the Malva has the shtar. So we cannot accept the Haidah of the Loive. Does that go into the cloud of the Gemara that the Choshesh, the Peroin, the Kenunya, that he's using the Shtar now to get at the Nechosim of the Arif? Now, as far as the first Shaila is concerned, that it's a Shtar Shesh Bein Amonis, so really this also Mefurish in Simen Samachay Sevov, it says Mefurish in Mechaber, even though you gave full nemanis to the malve, but once the shtar is nafal, he loses the mailah of a shtar sheish ben nemanis, he has on nemanis. The shach says once it's nafal isra, it's other than nemanis. The Gaon says maybe this is a drop different, that the nemanis only calls man the shtar is biyodoy. If it's not the shtar biyodoy, he doesn't have the nemanis. But no matter how strong the shtar of the gemach was to give nemanis on the gemach to mevar the chayiv, that's only cause man they have the shtar. Once the shtar is not biyodim, then it's avada ozla de nemanis. So avada, if he's koifer, he says paraiti, avada, there is no maila of nemanis to the gemach. Now when he's moide, so we have the shayla of the fact that there are ravim, we should not be able to use the zedah. So really, the fact that there's a Ravim signed on the shtar, L'chayr really is looked at as a separate shtar. There's the Oriv part, which is the shtar shal Ravim. Then there's the Loiv shtar, which is his own shtar, which avada that his Adah helps. So avada to be moided to give back the shtar of the Ravim, L'chayr, on that shtar, he's not the Baldovan, he can't be moided. The issue only is, which you have to know clearly, since the Aravim, you know, they don't know anything. It was paid, it wasn't paid, it was lost, it wasn't lost. They could be moide theoretically, balpeh, that they were Aravim Shachayv. So, but could be on that, they always relied on the nemanis of the Loive. So the loiv is zich only neeman be'etzim to give back his chelik of the shtar. Just the yesh l'stapik, what would be if there's edus on the arevim bal peh? So now you have the shtar and it's mavur the choiv, you could go to the arevim. But avada, the arevim part of the shtar, which is their own shtar, l'chayim avada on that, it should not help his peidot.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.